So there's some new material, a booklet, thanks to a couple of healthcare programs. There's a guide for how to approach the support of dementia sufferers from the LGBTQIA+ community. So, I don't know, it begs the question, have these concerns been recognized for some time, or is it relatively new and something that we think, oh, geez, now we need to consider this?
Definitely not new, Jared. And I think, you know, in the booklet at the back, we have a great section on resources that people can access to learn more about this. But this particular resource, I guess, does bring something unique. It actually focuses on the impact of behaviour when we're talking about dementia and the experience of the diverse communities of the LGBTIQ+.
Right. Is this behaviour of healthcare or aged care workers, or is it behaviour within these individuals themselves?
Look, it's a great question. It's probably a bit of both. So people with dementia can experience changed behaviours as a result of their environment or the approach of carers who are well-intentioned but may not understand the explicit role that social history and life history plays for people living with dementia.
Right. To that point, right, most dementia sufferers are going to be of an older generation. So, and obviously, in previous generations, the respect, therefore, sexuality diverse or gender diverse people wasn't really there. There was discrimination, there was all kinds of marginalisation. So is this something that's a major factor for some of the grievances there of these people?
Yeah, look, and I think, you know, if I reflect on, you know, the Mardi Gras that's happening this weekend and the 78ers that marched in 1978, they were born in the 50s, they're going to be in their 80s, 90s now, you know, and so their experience is really different. And so they may feel some of those memories of discrimination or persecution that happened 50s, 60s, 70s, and look, in, you know, still happens to some degree for some people.
Yeah, of course.
And as they develop dementia, those memories become more prevalent and relevant. And so it's really important for the workforce to understand the impact of that.
Is there traumas and stuff there from previous periods of their lives that might even exacerbate, or I don't know how this all works, I must admit, Marisa, can that even be a factor in developing the condition, or is there anything of substance there, or am I totally misguided?
No, look, it's a really good question. And I think, you know, dementia is not just one disease. There are lots of different forms of dementia. There are common themes for how people experience it and what actually, you know, your genetic predisposition or your age and all of those things contribute to it. But post-traumatic stress can certainly exacerbate dementia as well. And, you know, depression and those sorts of things. And in the last couple of years, social isolation. So the LGBTI communities are not alone here. But, you know, they've certainly been impacted.
Sure. What are some examples of how the approach should change then per some information in this booklet?
Yeah, look, I think it's just really important that, and this is important for all people living with dementia, you know, you have to know the person. If we really understand the people we're providing care for, we can tailor our care individually. So that also means learning about their social and life history and some of the differences. So the concept of family might be different for an LGBTIQ+ person, as well as some of the memories that they hold. As I said, you know, they might, have grown up in a time when coming out was very different to what it is today. Mm-hmm. And really, when you go to aged care, you have to come out again. And how many times in your life do you have to come out?
Yeah, of course. I guess there's been some question marks over the aged care system in recent years. Is this an example of a concern that might have been largely overlooked in the past?
I don't think it's been overlooked, but I think it's really important that we focus on it. And, you know, it's the same as our work in Dementia Support Australia with First Nations people and culturally and linguistically diverse and a whole range of other minority or you know, outside the normative, as society would call it. So I think it's time to really talk about these issues more. And, you know, our workforce, which has been under such immense pressure in the last 2 years, really needs more support and more training. And so this is just a new resource to help.
That's great. So is the booklet being adopted and provided within the sector at large, or should individual workers or even family members then, I guess, be sorting it out for themselves? And what's the name for someone that might want to get their hands on a copy?
So we're able to provide it free to anyone who requests it. We will be providing it to aged care providers. You can download it as a PDF from our website as well, so dementia.com.au. It's called LGBTI and Dementia, Understanding Changes in Behaviour.
That's great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Marie, and thanks for giving us a little bit more insight there.
Thanks for asking me.
Cheers. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.